Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we are speaking with Walter G. Meyer. He is the author of the critically acclaimed and Amazon best-selling novel, Rounding Third. Walt is here to talk about his book promotion experience and what marketing strategies worked for him and what did not, so he can help others by sharing his tips and secrets to book marketing success. So, welcome, Walt.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Why don't we start out by you telling our listeners a little bit about Rounding Third?
Rounding Third takes place on a high school baseball team in Ohio. It's about two shy teammates who are trying to become friends, but as they're trying that, they're getting bullied by the rest of the team. It has many twists and turns. Lots of people who have read it told me that once they got to about page 75 or so, they literally were not able to put it down and had to stay up all night to see what happened next. So it is a page turner in the literal sense of that, and I'm kind of proud that people think that of it.
Now, I know you've written other books, five other books, right? But why did you write this one?
It's based very much on my personal experiences in high school and then other people's experiences that they shared with me that were very similar of being bullied in high school. One comment you'll see if you read, you know, Amazon or Goodreads reviews or that I get via email or Facebook or whatever is people saying, "Did you follow me in high school? How did you know my story so well?" So, you know, even though it was very much my story, it was kind of a universal truth that kids went through this, still go through this. And one of the reviewers said, "I'm glad that you used the word iPod on page one, because otherwise I would have thought this happened in the 1950s when I was going to high school." So it was kind of cathartic in a way to tell the story. I moved the story from – I grew up in western Pennsylvania right across the Ohio border, but I moved it to Ohio since Ohio seems like more middle America than Pennsylvania. And, you know, the Ohio license plates used to say the heart of it all. And the story has been percolating in my head since high school, and I wanted to contrast the America we wished we lived in, where everyone gets along and there is no discrimination and everything is fine, with the America, unfortunately, we do live in, where people do get bullied for being different. And so setting in Ohio, you know, there's reference in the book to apple pie and mom and the national anthem and things to contrast with the, you know, the America that we are in.
So how did you promote this book?
Well, I had set up a bunch of speaking engagements and interviews and things for the book launch, but unfortunately, the book launched the week my father died. And I ended up having to cancel all those appearances, all those interviews, and then I tried to relaunch a couple months later, and it flatlined. Nothing happened. You know, the exciting part is the launch of the book. Well, then something interesting happened, which is the bullying crisis suddenly started making the news nationally. And suddenly I was getting, without my having done much of anything, getting requests from people to speak out about bullying. And every time I would do that, then I'd get a request from someone else to speak out about it. And instead of trying to market it as a high school sports novel, which was the original plan, we decided to remarket it as a anti-bullying novel. And that worked. It suddenly, because bullying was a hot topic at the time, and just as someone who had been bullied myself, I kind of wanted to use my soapbox while I had it to talk about this important issue. And so I felt it was great that I could speak out. But the nice side effect of that was every time I spoke or got written up in a newspaper or was on NPR, whatever, it would sell books.
So, Wald, what would you say, or how would you describe your overall book promotion experience?
It was very good. As I said, I felt really good about being able to speak out about a timely topic. Mm-hmm. And I got lots of great press because people were interested in that. And unfortunately, it's still going on. And I still get requests to speak about bullying because it hasn't slowed down much in the decade since.
And you talked a little bit about the difference between promoting your book in big cities versus the smaller cities. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
If you're going to speak in a larger city, even you know a city the size of, say, Cleveland, that's my being a small-time author isn't going to make front-page news. Maybe J.K. Rowling or John Grisham speaking there would, but I'm not going to. But when I spoke in smaller venues, like at West Virginia University, I had a great story done about me on one of the local television stations. When I spoke in Jamestown, New York, at SUNY Jamestown, I was front-page news both times they had me speak there. Because you know, I guess not that much happens in Jamestown, but it's flattering and it's nice that they would give me that kind of coverage. So even though it was a smaller market, so to speak, if I go speak in Philadelphia, there's no way I'm going to make the Philadelphia Inquirer, let alone the front page. But if I go to a smaller market, then there is more interest. So I learned quickly that if I was going to speak someplace smaller, quote unquote, I would send out a press release to the local media and almost invariably get good coverage.
Now, you told us what your best book marketing strategy was, and it's one that I don't think a lot of people would guess.
And that was to connect the book to local, local if possible. Often there had just been a bullying incident in the community, which is why they wanted me to speak, but also to current events, to breaking news. And so I got a lot of those interviews because I did connect it to the important, timely topic of bullying. I co-wrote a book back in 2016 with Greg Ward called The Respectful Leader. And with all of the disrespect going on in politics, in, you know, the sports world, look anywhere these days, people are being extremely disrespectful. And Greg has managed to market The Respectful Leader the same way. When there is an incident of gross disrespect, he will send out that press release. He will try to get an interview, and it's been working. He's gotten lots of great coverage in the national media as an expert on respectful leadership, as opposed to the disrespectful leadership where they're suing far too often these days. So he also has managed to tie his book. I know it can't work for all books. If you, you know, write a murder mystery set in medieval England, I'm not sure how you tie that to current events, local events. But if there is a way, you know, as I said, my book first came out, I did not see to market it the way it ended up being marketed. But then I saw an opportunity and exploited that.
And how can people find out more about you, Walter, and your book?
You can find out more about me and my books on my website, which is waltergmeyer.com. That's waltergmeyer.com. Or on my author page at Amazon, which is also Walter G. Meyer.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story about what worked for you when promoting your book.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, creator of the JenningsWire online magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.